I was so focused on building my business, I forgot to build relationships with my children. These words came from a successful business owner who had achieved everything he thought he wanted: financial security, professional respect, a thriving company. But in retirement, sitting in his well-appointed home, he faced a painful reality. His adult children were strangers. His calendar was finally free, but his family's doors were closed. Does this hit home? Maybe you're not retired yet, but you've started noticing these signs. Conversations with your children feeling like more like status updates than real connection. Missing another family dinner because this deadline just can't wait. Promising yourself you'll make more time after this project and realizing that your children have stopped asking for your presence at their events. But what if I told you there's a way to begin healing these relationships, even if you feel it might be too late? What if the same skills that made you successful in business, the ability to engineer solutions, could provide you help to engineer your way back to meaningful family connections? Listen, stay tuned as we explore how strategic time blocking can help you finish this year strong while laying the foundation for deeper relationships. This is Dr. James Bryant, and you're listening to the Engineer Your Success podcast. As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. Welcome to the Engineer Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Dr. James Bryant, and I'm excited to continue our Finish Strong mini-series. In our previous episodes, we've explored conducting a comprehensive year in review, celebrating wins, learning from setbacks, and most recently using the impact effort matrix for strategic prioritization, driving into a crucial element of execution that really impacts professional and personal success, and that is time blocking. So I want to share some insight from last week's discussion of the impact effort matrix. One of my clients, after analyzing his task through this lens, made an interesting observation. And he says, once you do this a few times, it becomes self-evident which activities belong in which quadrant. We discussed his next steps, and he realized that knowing which quadrant an activity belongs in is just really the beginning. The real power comes from using that knowledge to intentionally structure your most valuable resource. And that is your time. We're now working together to translate those clear priorities that he set up in those tasks using the matrix into dedicated time blocks, matching his peak energy with high impact work, starting days with quick wins to build momentum, and strategically placing those high effort, high impact tasks on the calendar. In talking to this client and this client's journey with the impact effort matrix, it reminded me of another transformation story. It's about a retired business owner who came to me seeking to reconnect with his adult children. So this retired business owner had achieved remarkable success in his field. He'd mastered delegation, especially when it came to managing his calendar. His assistant handled all of his scheduling, telling him where to be and when. He was focused purely on operating his business, which worked perfectly until it didn't. He relied so much on his assistant that once he retired, he didn't know how to actually manage his time, but he was very resistant to scheduling. He did have some commitments that he needed to structure, volunteer activities, and some classes that he was taking. Like many new retirees, he wanted to give back to his community and to continue learning. Without his assistant managing his calendar, these commitments started to really feel chaotic, and he felt as if the world was closing in on him. And these are some of the things that he said. I'll schedule things on the computer, but ignore the notifications, he told me. I find that scheduling is useless. But as we began to work together, he began to see that time blocking wasn't about restricting his freedom. It was about creating intentional space for the activities that mattered to him. So we started small, blocking time for his volunteer commitments in his classes. And this was specifically for him to study for his classes. So at first, it felt uncomfortable, too structured. But then something interesting happened. He began to feel more in control, more purposeful about his days. The structure actually began to create a sense of freedom in him. And then we hit our first challenge. One day he complained to me. He said, I had one of my buddies call me and he wanted to hang out, but I had to tell him no because it didn't fit in my schedule. So this was really a good learning moment for us. So we worked on then building margin in his overall schedule. So we wanted to create some space for spontaneity while maintaining the structure that was providing him freedom. So this could be creating a time block for lunch with friends every other week. When a friend reaches out, you may be busy right now, but you can always offer that lunch block as an alternative. Hey man, I'm really busy right now, but next Wednesday would be great if you have space on your schedule for lunch. Time blocking isn't about creating an inflexible schedule that turns you into a robot. It's about intentionally designing your days while leaving room for life to happen. So as he got more comfortable with blocking out his time, seeing how it helped him to manage his volunteer work and his studies more effectively, we could finally begin to address the deeper issue, his family relationships. So I asked him a simple question. You say that your family relationships matter most to you right now. Where's that showing up in your calendar? Where is that showing up? And the question really hit home. He had mastered time blocking for his activities, but for relationships, it felt different. It was more personal. He was resistant to the ideal of scheduling his children. He said it felt too formal, too businesslike. But if he could block time for volunteer work because it mattered to him, why not block time for the relationships that matter most? He crafted a very simple message to his adult children. I'm working on better managing my time, making time for what matters most to me, and your relationship really matters. Would you be willing to schedule 30 minutes each week just to talk? The response was revealing. Two of his children jumped at the opportunity. They had been waiting for this demonstration that they truly mattered to their father. The third child was a little more resistant. Years of missed connections had built up walls. So here's where time blocking became more than just a scheduling technique. I encouraged him to block out time every week, whether his child that was resistant, whether she participated or not. We also talked about what to do during that time block if that child did not show up. And the answer was pretty simple. It was to pray for their well-being and their success. Think on what you're grateful for your child. So over the weeks and months, his consistency began to speak louder than any words could. Even his most resistant child began to engage. The block time on his calendar had become a bridge to rebuilding trust. And that consistency was crucial in building trust. As you implement time blocking in your own life, it's not just about creating an inflexible schedule that turns you into a robot. It's about intentionally designing your days to reflect your values and priorities. So as we approach the end of the year, many of you are feeling the pressure to finish strong at work. But consider this. What if finishing strong meant more than just meeting business goals? What if it meant laying the foundation for stronger relationships in the year ahead? Here are four practical steps that you can take today. Number one, start with a single relationship-focused time block each week. Don't try to overhaul your entire schedule at once. Just one block each week. Two, communicate your intentions. Let people know that you're making changes to prioritize relationships, just as my client did with his children. Step number three, be consistent with your blocks. Even if others aren't ready to engage yet, your consistency becomes a demonstration of your commitment. And step number four, build in margin around your schedule to allow for some spontaneity and deeper connection when it occurs. Remember, It is never too late to start. Every time block you create for a relationship is a step towards healing and connection. Your calendar doesn't just tell you where to be. It tells you who you are becoming. Next week, in our final episode of this Finish Strong miniseries, we'll bring everything together from our initial review through prioritization and time blocking to create your complete blueprint for finishing strong. Listen, I am going to end this podcast like I end every podcast, and that's this. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that follow through, do it, and they're living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. And I want you to be great this week. All right, thanks. Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.